在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Initiate.
Initiate.
Regional.
Regional.
Make up.
Make up.
Disembark.
Disembark.
Preliminary.
Preliminary.
Itinerary.
Itinerary.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Giant panda.
Giant panda.
Quoting.
Quoting.
At a travel agent.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. My wife and I, together with our two sons, want to go to China for a two-week holiday.
What places do you prefer to go?
We particularly want to visit Beijing, Xi'an, and Shanghai. Do you have any tour including all these places?
Yes, we have. Here are the brochures that describe various tour routes in China. You can choose any one you like.
How much do you usually charge for a tour of China?
That depends. It is usually around $2,000, including fees for transportation, accommodation, and tickets for places of interest. The brochures will give you details.
The information is very helpful. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Where would you prefer to go?
Prefer A to B. Hello, this is China International Travel Service. Can I help you?
Hello, Miss Wu. This is Alice Parker. Thank you very much for sending us the facts and for taking the time to work out an excellent itinerary.
It's all right.But how do you like it?
Well, I'd like to say it was very well planned, but there are a few things we need to discuss.
Go ahead, please.
First of all, there is a change on our side. The group will return to America from Hong Kong, not from Beijing, as we originally planned, because the group members want to do some shopping in Hong Kong.
No problem. We can change that.
Secondly,They also want to visit Suzhou.
Okay, we can easily arrange that, because Suzhou is very close to possible.
And the members also would like to see the giant pandas. Is that possible?
Of course.
Good. Please send us another detailed itinerary together with the quoting from your side.
I'll do that and send it to you as soon as possible.
I'm sorry to give you so much trouble.Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
Tourism. The history of tourism began with the tavern and inn of early days. They offered food and shelter to travelers. The food was usually simple, and the travelers had to share beds with other travelers. The service was friendly.But the accommodation lacked the comfort and convenience travelers expect today. Travel has always been considered to be of help to increase one's knowledge and broaden one's mind. The history of tourism began with the tavern and inn in the old days.
Tavern.
The rapid development of the airline industry allows the public to travel to remote places. People are spending more time and money on both internal and international tours.People travel for different purposes. People may travel entirely for sightseeing. They are often holiday tourists. People may travel around the world for business sake. They include businessmen, government officials, and professional personnel attending meetings. People may travel to visit friends or relatives. Other people may travel for improving their health.Most of them are sick or elderly persons. They prefer to find a quiet and clean place for a short stay instead of touring here and there. The fast growth of the tourist industry has greatly facilitated many countries' development of their national economy. In modern China, tourist industry is gaining more and more attention, and it has been one of the fastest growing industries in recent years.Main historical and scenic spots in China. 1. Main historical spots. 1. The Great Wall of Bardolin. A well-preserved section, typical of the Ming Great Wall, it lies at Bardolin, 75 kilometers from Beijing in Yanqing County. 2. The Imperial Palace. Located in Beijing, the once imperial palace of Ming and Qing Dynasty emperors is the largest and most complete complex of traditional Chinese architecture. 3. Tiananmen. Standing in the center of Beijing proper, and originally the main entrance to the imperial palace, it has 5 arched gateways, each capped by a gate tower. The Golden River, spanned by 5 marble bridges, flows along the foot of the gate tower, which faces Tiananmen Square. 4. The Summer Palace. Situated in Beijing, this former imperial palace garden contains about 3,000 halls, palaces, and gardens.